Maria Ziva, Director of International Affairs, National Pork Producers Council.
Talk to me a little bit about testifying Friday and some of that background. What was that for exactly?
On Friday, I testified on behalf of the National Pork Producers Council at the International Trade Commission. The International Trade Commission has to put together a report for Congress on the effects of the USMCA on the U.S. economy. So there were 2 days of hearings. I was part of the agricultural meat panel, but there's also people that testified on behalf of the auto sector and labor and other agricultural commodities. So it was a quite intensive hearing where hundreds of, you know, they've really looked through everything.
This new USMCA, why is it so important to the pork sector? What will this really do for our pork producers?
So it's going to definitely create some certainty that we have been waiting for. You know, the Mexican and Canadian markets have been vital to the success of the U.S. pork producer. We export a quarter of our exports go to Canada and Mexico, and about 15% of our production go to those two countries. So having that USMCA is key to our continued success. However, it's important that we eliminate the current retaliatory tariffs that we are facing by Mexico in order to really see the benefits of this agreement.
I'm glad you touched base on that, because I did want to ask about the tariffs. Is that something that continues to be a concern for NPPC?
The tariffs are one of the biggest concerns that we have as an industry, just because we have seen the negative effects of them on our exports, specifically to Mexico. Year to date, our exports are down 8%. So it's significant for our producers, and it's starting to affect us. And we know that the administration is working to resolve this issue. It really can't come soon enough.
The USMCA has not been ratified yet, but obviously good news for pork producers. Anything in it that is especially good for the sector?
What we are really pleased about is that we've maintained our market access into Canada and Mexico with zero duties, and we've pretty much eliminated all tariff barriers to trade and non-tariff barriers to trade. So we're very happy that we've been able to continue to export in the way that we have been.